McKenzie here on Radio Now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of it. You can, of course, check us out Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie. And everything on the show we put up at joeandmckenzie.com. So McKenzie found, I guess, a list. It's four things that a great husband will do without having to be asked. That's kind of, I guess, the parentheses around that one.
You know, we've all been in that circumstance where he's like, well, a woman feels like if I have to ask you to do it, it's not the same as you just doing it.
Oh, trust me. I've heard that one before.
Okay, so here are four things, Joe. Do you listen? And not just half listen, like really intently listen to what your wife is trying to tell you.
No. If my wife, Lindsay, was on the phone right now, she would say no, because I'm always like, huh? And she's like, you never listen. I want to listen, but I know I don't give her full attention. It's kind of half, and I know there's more often than not she has to repeat what she said to me, so I'd give myself a no.
Okay.
So Does that really bother women that much, whether you're having a husband or just a boyfriend?
Yes. You're really listening to what we're saying. And what? Not just be like, yeah, or giving a, that's crazy, like every few seconds.
is that what used to happen? That's crazy
that's
was the go-to?
Crazy. No, if I'm in a conversation with someone, but I'm not intently listening, I will, for anybody, I'll just throw out a like, oh my gosh, crazy. But if I say that twice, I'm giving you the subliminal wrap your story up.
You say that all the time to Pork Chop. That's crazy.
All right, moving on to he helps around the house. Do you do laundry, Joe? Do you cook? Do you help do the dishes, pack lunches? You don't have to pack lunches. You don't have kids yet, but grocery shop.
No.
Pay bills online.
I'd say Lindsay does like 90% of that, so I don't know if I can. I mean, I do help out with a few things, but often like last night, here we go. Let me pull up a text message from last night.
This is what you know, a lot of times in relationships, like you have delegated jobs.
Yeah, we have assigned stuff. Like, I take out the garbage, I pick up the dog poop, I'm supposed to empty the dishwasher out.
That's really nice, because those are two bad things that I wouldn't want to do. The dog poop and the garbage taking out.
Yeah, she's like, do you think you can unload the dishwasher tonight, or do I have to do that too? Was the text I got last night.
So I'm going to say no.
So far, I'm 0 for 2.
Okay, best dad to your kids, and I guess your kids at this point are furry babies.
Yeah, we got Benny and Paddington once again. I don't know if Lindsay would give me credit or not. I would say I'm not a bad dad. I'm going to give myself at least a half a point on this one.
Okay.
I do help feed them. I do make sure they have their water bowl out. I clean up their doo-doo. I take them on walks several times a week, try to do as much as I can, depending on my schedule, to get them out there and get all the exercise they need. So I'm going to give myself like a half point, maybe a full point.
Okay. I love that. And lastly here, he doesn't project his insecurities. So men have this surreal way of covering up all the stuff that bugs them about themselves, like financial stress, wishing for more, sexual frustration. So sometimes it says the guys bury everything and they hold back communication.
I'm half and half. I sometimes hold things back a lot. I don't know why. I wasn't necessarily raised this way, but it's good. Men should share everything. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but for whatever reason, I've always been like old school where men don't say anything. Like, you don't share your emotions. I think I had so much crap that I had to worry about, like, psychologically growing up as a kid, like, with my parents being such hot messes and they were never really taking care of themselves, that I don't want to I know the burden that I still carry and how messed up I am. So I don't, even though it's my wife, it's my partner, my teammate for life, and I know I'm supposed to, I struggle, McKenzie, telling my wife things. And I do. I've gotten a lot better. I have no problem. I've cried in front of her. I do things like that. But I guess I don't want to stress her out, because I just remember all the crap I was stressed out about.
Well, that's very intimate, too. Like, intimacy is not just obviously being sexual with each other. I feel like it's crying in front of one another for the first time. It's really being vulnerable. I feel like that's so important. But projecting stuff onto other people, we don't just do this in relationships. People do it to just people all the time. Like, people say to me all the time, oh, well, you can't have the life of your dreams. You can't go after your big goals. I mean, you got to make sacrifices and you got to do it. And that's them. They haven't fulfilled their potential, what they ever wanted to do. I'm like, so you just got to cut them off. Stop projecting your ish onto me.
Do you think going back to that, I guess, projecting, like actually showing emotions?
Yeah.
As a woman, like, do you like, would you want a guy that would just like start crying and share all these things with you?
Absolutely.
I feel like women don't want that.
No, I feel like when you're, you know, like at night or you're cuddling or you're like face to face, and I feel like it's so sexy when a man can be totally open and vulnerable and put that guard down and just be real and not be afraid to like share. No, I think that, I mean,
but
obviously.
But does that stress you out though, too? I know, once again, Liv's about to probably chime in and say, quit doing stereotypes.
No.
But like, I feel like, if a a man told you, like, hey, I'm worried about my job, I'm worried about that, no. would that not add added stress to you?
I would feel so much more connected to you or, like, my man and just be like, look, we got this together. Like, let her step up and be, like, your teammate and be like, okay, we're going to figure this out. No matter what happens, I'm in this with you and just make kind of put you aside. And that'll make her feel good for making you feel good. So it's all about that connection.
I'm curious to how many women that are listening right now. If you want to call in, you certainly can. It's 833-563-2539. Because this one's really one that got me hung up the most out of it. I just think it's so intimate, so
I've
personal.
I've never felt more connected to a man if he cries in front of me. Because I feel like that's being so vulnerable and real.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Ladies,
it doesn't make you less of a man at all. It makes you more of a man.
It's just the man in me. Like, that's what I'm doing. Like, I struggle with that. But, I mean, ladies, are you kind of like Mackenzie? You can see that actually happening and you like that? Or, because in my head, maybe it can help me out in my relationship because I feel like it's stressing my wife out. Even if she doesn't say that, she says it's fine. But I feel like I'm burdening my wife. I feel so guilty doing that.
Why? Because that's how you're really feeling.
Mackenzie,
inside.
How much time do you have? How much time do you have?
I mean, there is a difference between a man really opening up and being vulnerable about his real concerns and fears. And then there's a guy if he's like, you know, weeping Willy like every 2 minutes every day. I mean, that's another thing. You're like, kind of like, okay, buck up. We can get through this together.
If you have anything
worth that,
it's a guy from Intervention. That was me. Pork chop said we ran out of bang. 833-563-2539.